We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
Okay, right before we came on the air, Miss Kayla told me, quote, be nice to people today.
You a little cranky.
I don't think I'm cranky.
Okay, if you have to say it.
I think I'm a lovable crank.
What's up in the world of peas and carrots?
Well, apparently I'm cranky. Well, you went to the doctor yesterday, 3 weeks after you fell.
I did. And I just want to say thank you. Many have checked on my situation after my fall down the stairs, and my hip is healing.
You didn't break it?
I did not break anything. It's going to take some time to heal. There was some tissue damage, and there's apparently a sac near your hip.
Bursa?
That mine is, it's got some fluid, and so it's just, but I am healing, and I'm a little gimpy.
You
but
still can't lay on that side,
I cannot, and I've still got some swelling,
and
but
he said it could take months.
It could take a while. I did a good job. I don't do anything halfway, so, but I do appreciate all the concern.
I just want to go on the record for everybody that's made the snarky comment. I was in the truck waiting on her to come out. I was not in the house. I did not hear her fall, did not see her fall. When I knew something has happened is when she came limping out in the garage, and then I ran to her.
And I even tried to play it down, but it hurt so bad that I couldn't. But anyway, no, you did not push me down the stairs. You did not have anything to do with it. So
I do feel guilty that I wasn't there to
catch stop.
You. I do.
It's all good. Okay. Nothing broken. So.
All right. Very good.
Hallelujah number one.
Okay.
And hallelujah number two.
Which is, we are done Christmas shopping.
We are. It's a true Christmas miracle.
We'll think of something.
We're fully, I know, I'm like, who did we forget? Because.
Hopefully the right people.
Oh, there's that cranky.
It's a lovable crank. I'm trying to be lovable crank.
That is so accurate. A lovable crank. Okay.
If somebody ever writes my life story, it should be called Lovable Crank.
Okay. So I have a confession. We are literally the only house on our side of the street that has not decorated outside for Christmas. Okay. And
how many Christmas trees do we have in the house?
Three.
And you got little gnomes and you got
I've got Christmas decor all over the house.
And you got, where is Snoopy this season?
He's downstairs.
Spot? And you got Mickey and Minnie.
But we never got decor up outside. And it's less than two weeks till Christmas.
We have these neighbors live across street. And they never decorate outside, never.
And they did.
And she's walking down the stairs the other day, and she says, you know, I don't feel as bad because the neighbors across the street don't have anything. Well, all of a sudden, the other night, I hear, dang it. I said, what? She said, the neighbors across the street put lights out. Shit, I just cracked up.
I may have to break down and put the outside Christmas tree on the porch. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So there we are.
So it doesn't bother me. Again, lovable crank. I could care less. Them people don't come in my, you know, them people, doesn't matter.
We're all in the spirit outside. We're lovable crank outside. There we go.
This is going to be a shorter podcast this week.
Yeah.
Just know that. And we just want to take a few moments and wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
We do. We have a few wishes for you this Christmas. It'll have a different feel to it. But we just wanted to say, may your heart receive whatever it needs this year. May God meet you.
I could use a cookie.
Yes. Okay. We'll find some.
I'm not allowed to have them anymore.
Well, that's true.
Very sad. May your heart receive whatever it needs. Do you need forgiveness? It's available. Do you need some hope? It's available. So we do pray that your heart receives that. Next, may you give yourself grace no matter what this holiday looks like.
Yeah.
And this is a very big principle for you that don't force yourself into a situation that can cause stress or heartburn or something like that. It isn't worth it.
It's not.
It's not worth it. So again, give yourself some grace no matter what this holiday looks
your
like.
Your holiday does not need to be Instagram worthy. Mm. It can be exactly what your family needs, full stop. Mm.
I heard this about people who take these beautiful Instagram pictures. And I've always wondered what's on the other side of the camera. Mm. What are they not showing?
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes we're trying to live up to this expectation that isn't, mm-hmm. that's just impossible. I mean,
and it just creates more pressure. Yes. So do not succumb to the pressure.
At some point, I think we've bought that like Hallmark movies can be true. They can be real. And they're not. There is never the perfect snowfall. There is never perfect peace. There is never any of these things.
And if it is, it's short-lived because we live in a fallen world.
There you go.
But yeah. On a more positive note, may what God did through a tiny baby be bigger than anything else that this year has sent your way. May you come to the end of 2023 realizing that it's all about what happened.
Mm. All that happened in a manger over in Bethlehem. With that, I'd like to share just a brief Lincoln story.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
It's Christmas.
This is a Christmas Lincoln story.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Lincoln had a side office next to his main White House office, and it's where he made tea. He had two secretaries, John Hay and John Nicolay. Well, Lincoln was in that office making tea, and he heard a baby crying.
Mm.
And he said, Nicolay, is there a baby in the White House? Now, in that time, anybody could go in the White House and request to see the president.
Don't try that today.
Yeah, I wouldn't try that today. They'd probably arrest you. And he said, yes, sir, there's a woman here to see you. So Nicolay walks out and brings the woman into this little side office. And she's cradling a baby in her arms. And the baby just keeps crying. Lincoln never makes eye contact with the woman. He just stares at the baby.
Mm.
And she says, sir, my husband has gone AWOL from the Union Army. And there's a warrant out for him. And if they find him, they will kill him. Would you please pardon him? Lincoln just keeps staring at the baby as it cries.
Mm.
Lincoln steps to the side, takes out a quill, writes out a pardon, signs it, hands it to her, and he can't stop looking at the baby. Whenever he hands her the pardon, she turns around and she runs down the hallway. And she's screaming, I did it. I did it. I did it. Nicolay hears this. And so he starts running after this woman down the hallway of the White House. She gets just outside and he finally catches her and he grabs her by the arm and he turns around. He says, madam, you did nothing. The baby did everything.
Wow.
Here's what I'll say to our friends. You can't do anything to get to heaven. It's what the baby did.
That's right.
So that's my Lincoln Christmas story.
Mm.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Okay. I'll give you that one.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
We will end with this. You have been such a gift to us this year. Thank you for all your comments and messages. We have enjoyed getting to, air quotes, meet so many of you this year. We are excited to rejoin you in a couple of weeks after the holidays.
We're going to take a few weeks off.
But Merry Christmas from our home to yours.
Hey, thanks for listening this past year. So many of you now have Peas and Carrots mugs and stickers. And from our home to yours.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, you can search the Peas and Carrots podcast wherever you get your podcast or visit our website at peasandcarrotspodcast.com.
When you do, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots podcast.
For more about the Peas and Carrots podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Life's not perfect. That's why God gave us friends like Melody and Candy. Check out QuirksBumpsAndBruises.com or search Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises wherever you listen to podcasts.